The Medical Care Advisory Committee heard mostly from dentists Thursday when taking public comment on the 2013 Medicaid budget. That's partly because dentists receive less in Medicaid reimbursements than other medical practices.
We have had to cut our age, put age limits on the children that we can see because of the reimbursement rate. We simply can't afford to just keep being in the hole.
Angie Catmull works at a pediatric dental office. With the way the state reimburses for Medicaid, she says dentists are not going to be able to afford to continue to give care to patients on Medicaid.
A couple of years ago, when the reimbursement rate was cut way back, it was right around 28% in our office, which not only is that not covering costs, that's about half of what it costs for us to do any of the work for the patients.
The state is currently seeking a waiver from the federal government to reform the way doctors are reimbursed in the state. It would cap the amount physicians could spend, adjusting that amount based on patient outcomes. One of the requests the waiver asks is for the ability to cut back on early periodic screening, diagnosis, and treatment, which the state is federally required to offer to children on Medicaid. Tina Purcells is a parent consultant for Utah Family Voices. She also sits on the committee. Her job often includes helping parents seek out physicians who will see kids on Medicaid. She says dentists are really worried about being able to cover kids.
Obviously, pediatric dentists care about children, or they wouldn't be pediatric dentists. They're still caring for the kids in the proper manner. They're not cutting or slashing the services they do within the dental chair, but they have been cut and slashed.
She says the Early Periodic Screening, Diagnosis, and Treatment, or EPSDT, is the very basic need for every child to have a healthy outcome.
Those are the visits that we all had when we grew up. The dentist made sure that our teeth were okay. And some children don't get those. And most of the dentists here that are seeing Medicaid children are trying to make sure they do get those. But in some areas, children are being turned away.
Dr. Jason Horgesheimer is a pediatric dentist in Salt Lake City. He says dental problems often lead to hospitalization, so it's just as important as other medical services.
I see children every day come into my office that have abscesses, that have infection, that have had multiple sleepless nights. They're not eating, they're not sleeping, they're not learning. So these dental issues are very significant, and if we don't provide for them, there's going to be a lot of suffering.
The state is submitting the Medicaid waiver to the federal government July 1st. The Department of Health will continue to take public comment until June 20th. I'm Whitney Evans, KCBW News.